Well, speaking of this young lady, grab the microphone. Let's let her speak. Good morning.
Good morning. So my name's Liberty Thompson. I'm currently the chapter president of the Brookings FFA chapter, and I am a senior, so I'm getting ready for college and getting ready to go do what I want to do.
And you crack the whip on the rest of these people.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. What are your college plans?
So as of right now, I'm headed down to Kansas State University to be an ag business, ag economics double major.
So I'm assuming your FFA experience has had some influence on that.
Oh, yes, definitely. All the leadership skills I've gained and just being able to talk to you right now and being able to lead my members in our successes with the Brookings FFA chapter, I mean, that's really helped me in deciding what I want to do.
What portion, or is there a portion, of the FFA experience that steered you toward ag econ agribusiness?
So I think definitely with Mr. Johnson's classes that he teaches, he's taught a ag business class specifically, and a lot of in there we went through doing the economic side, but then also doing commodity tradings, different types of sales, different types of businesses, and that's really led me to my career goal of either being an economist or a commodity trader.
So. One other observation, the vests that you guys have, those are cool.
Yeah.
Those are really cool. Have names on them. They're positioned the whole 10 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Those are slick.
Yeah.
Those are neat. All right, let's turn it back to the two gentlemen in the back. Grab that microphone. You're a tall guy. Pull it up there.
Yeah, pretty tall.
There you. How tall are you?
6'1".
That's pretty tall. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Cody Larson. I'm the chapter's treasurer, and I'm a junior.
Very good. So, Cody, what are the activities besides being treasurer you've participated in FFA?
I participated in livestock eval and ag business.
Livestock eval, livestock judging, is that the same thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. When you're in livestock eval, talk about what that's all about. What do you do?
Well, you usually have a class of a 4 head of livestock, and you evaluate them best to worst, and you place them, and then you give oral reasons on them.
See, I judge dairy in my 4-H days at the state fair, so I just quizzed him on that. He's got it. He knows what he's doing. Do you see FFA kind of steering you in a direction as to what you might want to do in college or VOTEC, as the case may be?
Yes, I hope to go to Lake Area Tech for either like welding or electrical. And Johnson's ag met class and his metals and fab class has really helped me decide.
Ag and FFA has really changed over the years in my view. I mean, it incorporates a lot more of agribusiness and some of the things that aren't necessarily on the farm anymore, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Next to you, we have whom? Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Anthony Hildebrandt. I am currently a sophomore, and I'm the chapter sentinel.
What does the sentinel do?
Pretty much, I help like put together meetings, help along with that, go through the agenda, what our officer team says at the meetings.
Now, as I recall, my older sister was an FFA president, so I got in on some of this. You are Mr. Hospitality.
Yes.
At the meetings, correct?
Yes.
If a visitor comes in, you're in charge of making them feel welcome, right?
Yes, I make sure they have everything they need so that they can sit back, relax, and enjoy the meeting, but still get the information.
Very good, very good. Now, besides being a sentinel, what do you participate in?
I'm a co-captain of our ag mechanics team, and then I'm in a lot of different classes with Johnson right now.
Explain ag mechanics. What is that all about?
Basically, our theme this year is John Deere corn planters. So you'll walk out into a shop, there'll be like a corn planter there. You do the ID of different parts on that. You take a written test, and then you take a team test.
So it's not like you put the livestock judging, you put 4 corn planters in a row. This one's really good, this one's a wreck, right?
No, that would be easy though.
Okay, all right. So where might FFA lead you in the future?
I'm thinking I want to go to SDSU for more of the precision ag side of the career for the field, as we have 2 family farms that I'm currently helping out on.
Give me your take on precision ag as a sophomore in high school. I mean, this is really an up-and-coming thing.
Yeah. Being around it for most of my life growing up around the farm, it's definitely a helper to know what's going on, as it's very complicated and not the cheapest. And yeah.
I understand. Let's turn it back to our president for just a moment here. Want to remind people again, in the Brookings area, the animal nursery coming up Saturday. Talk about that.
Yes, so our animal nursery, actually we're doing on Friday and Saturday, but
gotcha.
Friday we bring all the elementary kids over, so they all bus over, and that we do educational activities, and they ask about the animals, and we have members in each of the pens with the animals to answer the questions for them, and the elementary school teachers actually love it because they get to interact with the kids, and the kids get to learn about the animals, which in a big town like this, a lot of kids don't get exposed to that. So this is a great opportunity to bring your kids to. And then on Saturday, it is open to the public from 9 to 3, and we will have classroom activities for the kids as well, like coloring, puzzles. They'll get to take a couple activities home with them, and it's just a really great time to bring your kids to.
Very good. That sounds good. Guys, we thank you all for taking time and coming in this morning. Mr. Johnson, thank you for bringing him. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you for having us, Dallas.
And congratulations to all of you on FFA Week. And best of luck with the activities this week and everything you have coming up the rest of the year. We appreciate it. FFA Week with the Brookings FFA chapter on Brookings Radio.